Sonia.
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 L'actualitat del magma. Sonia, l'actualitat del magma. Sonia és l'actualitat del magma.
Capitalisme,
forces de treball,
política,
moviments
antisistèmics.
Seminari al MACBA, 11, 12 i 13 de desembre, 2006.
El Sonia parla amb Giovanni Arrighi, participant d'aquest seminari.
My talk is, from what I've seen from the program, is called Beyond the Long 20th Century. The Long 20th Century refers to my book, which was published by ACAR in Spain, which is called The Long 20th Century. And the long 20th century was about the rise and crisis of U.S. hegemony. And this is, looks beyond in the sense that the crisis of U.S. hegemony with the results of the Iraq war, in my view, is gone. And a new situation is emerging.
Primer món, tercer món.
My talk at the seminar will focus on North-South relations. It is the relations between the former First World and the former Third World. And we'll specifically discuss the implications of three main tendencies of the last 20 years for the future. The first are the problems of the United States in Iraq and the defeat of the neoconservative project for a new American century. Instead of laying the foundations of a new American century, in fact, the war in Iraq has revived what is called here the Vietnam Syndrome, the fact that the U.S. was defeated in Vietnam. And this is shaking the credibility of the U.S. as a military power, and has actually resulted in the strengthening of another tendency, which is the reemergence of China as a sort of leading center of world economic integration and expansion. I say reemergence because up to the early 19th century, China was already the center of the global economy, and is now reemerging in new forms. And not just China, but the whole of Asia is sort of becoming the new economic center. And this is something that, of course, is not yet quite clear, but it's certainly a tendency that will gain further strength in the 21st century.
Segle XX, comportaments sistèmics d'acumulació econòmica.
The third tendency related to these two is the fact that the North has been deindustrializing and the South industrializing. Now, what are the implications of this for one of the two main branches of anti-systemic movements of the 20th century? One branch were the social movements, especially the labor movement in core or wealthy countries. And the other was the national liberation movement, which has also been called the revolt against the West, that resulted in decolonization and the emergence of new states in the former colonial world. Now, these states in the 50s formed at a meeting in a city in Indonesia, which is Bandung, they formed a non-allied movement in opposition to the two superpowers of the Cold War order. And this allied movement was, in a sense, the result of the national liberation movement, of the success of the political success of the national liberation movement. However, this alliance was very weak economically. And in the 80s, when Reagan sort of launched the neoliberal counteroffensive through the policies that came to be known as the Washington Consensus, that have created disasters in Africa and Latin America, and then later in the former Soviet Union. The result of these policies was to destroy the political unity, in a sense, of the non-aligned movement, which of course also changed the very meaning of non-aligned when the Soviet Union collapsed and a new unipolar U.S. center.
Politica, economia, movements, antisystemics.
The difference between the situation then is that that movement of third world countries was predominantly ideological, political, but had little economic power, whereas the industrialization of the North and the industrialization of the South on the one hand, and the reemergence of China and also apparently of India as sort of new, sort of rapidly growing economies, is changing the relationship in the sense that now the movement is less ideological but has a stronger economic foundation. This is in as far as the North-South and the liberation movement of the South vis-à-vis the North is concerned. But this shift of relationship has also implications for the other branch of the anti-systemic movements, which were the labor and social movements. And the implication is that as the southern countries have been industrializing rapidly, they've also generated strong labor movements, which have been crucial. For example, in Brazil, in South Africa, in South Korea, in undermining the sort of right-wing dictatorships that existed in these countries at the time of rapid industrialization.
Novas formas, la China.
It seems that the latest stage in this process is occurring in China itself, but in new forms, which are due to the fact that industrialization in China has been primarily a form of rural industrialization. And so industrialization is rooted in rural areas, and therefore the escalation of social conflict of the last 5-6 years in China has been not exclusively, but primarily a community-based acts of rebellion and acts of protest against, for example, the expropriation of land, against the pollution of rivers. And so, in a sense, there's been a fusion of what were the traditional objectives of labor movement for higher wages or against firing and for greater security. They also included sort of ecological, sort of the protection of nature and the preservation of property rights that are more favorable to a largely, still largely rural population.
Segle XXI, process obert.
What this means is that I have no idea how this will develop in the 21st century, but certainly what it points to is that our way of thinking about anti-systemic movements, as well as about North-South relations and capitalism on a world scale, has to take into account that we have these major sort of shifts in the center of the global economy and the different kind of social structure and traditions out of which the new social movements are emerging in these countries.
Giovanni Arrighi és professor de sociologia a la Johns Hopkins University. Autor de The Long 20th Century, 1994, i coautor, juntament amb Beverly J. Silver, de Chaos and Governance in the Modern World System, 1999. Capitalisme, forces de treball, política, moviments antisistèmics. Seminari al MACBA, 11, 12 i 13 de desembre, 2006. www.magba.es